It is National FFA Week. On KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area chapters. With me is Jared Fearing of the Sweet Springs FFA chapter. How are you, Jared?
I'm good.
First of all, who are your parents?
My parents are Jeff and Michelle Fearing.
Who are your advisors?
My advisors are Brent Niemeyer and Kristen Finner.
Now, you hold the office of president. What are some of the other offices you've held in FFA?
I've held second vice president my sophomore year. Last year, as a junior, I held vice president, and this year I'm president.
What are some of the activities you're doing with your Sweet Springs chapter for National FFA Week?
For National FFA Week, we're going to have a week full of activities, and actually next week we're going to have a little community get-together where we're bringing in somebody for humic trafficking, and that's going to be kind of be our point of this whole FFA Week, is to try and get our community more aware of what's going on around them.
What is your SAE project this year?
My SAE project is swine production.
Have you had some others in the past, or is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I've had small animal production, cattle production, and forage production in the past.
What would you say your best experience or favorite activity has been in FFA in the past 4 years?
My favorite activity would probably be going to the Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. I had a great time there, and you really get out of your comfort zone and get to explore a bigger city. You're kind of by yourself, but then again, you're not. And you get to meet new people and just see what they do and how it's different from what you do.
How about National Convention? Have you been to National Convention?
Yeah, I was fortunate to go to National Convention my sophomore year.
What were your thoughts on it?
It was a great time. I mean, you really see the family aspect in FFA. Everybody's got to wear the same thing, that blue and gold. And you really just get to see people. And it's not like other clubs where there's just members in it. You all are connected and you all know about the same thing. And you want to share information with each other.
You know, even though you're from different parts of the country, seems like FFA members, when they get to something like that, it's almost like one huge family.
Yeah, it really is.
Have you won any awards during your time in FFA?
Yeah, the biggest award I've probably obtained would be my area office. I'm the area vice president for our area, and that's probably the biggest thing I've earned. I've had to work very hard for it, and I'm really proud of that office that I hold.
What are your future plans?
My future plans are to attend Missouri Valley College to play football and major in ag business.
If you had somebody younger than you, would you recommend FFA to them?
I would definitely recommend FFA to them because, like I said earlier, it's a big family, and you really get to know who you're around and know what's going on. It's not just another person or another number, like they would say. You're known by your name, and you know what you do, and you can always lean on somebody if you need to.
Wish you the best of luck. I'll come see you at Missouri Valley. You've got three from your school that are going to be going there playing football, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Thanks a lot for joining me here, Jared, and we'll visit again. I'll try to talk to you at state convention.
Thank you.
That was Jared Fearing of the Sweet Springs FFA chapter, as we salute all area FFA chapters, their members, and advisors during National FFA Week on KMMO.